And, you know, I was shocked and shaken to the core. And I went through this roller coaster because after they stabilized her, she went to the intensive care unit, and I hoped against hope that she would recover. And over the next 2 or 3 days, it was clear that she was never going to wake up. She had irreversible brain damage. And the family gathered, and over the course of the next 8 or 9 days, they resigned themselves to what was happening. At about the 9-day mark, they let her go. Mrs. Drucker, a wife, a mother, and a grandmother. They say you never forget the names of those who die, and that was my first time to be acquainted with that. Over the next few weeks, I beat myself up, and I experienced for the first time the unhealthy shame that exists in our culture of medicine, where I felt alone, isolated, not feeling the healthy kind of shame that you feel, because you can't talk about it with your colleagues. You know that healthy kind when you betray a secret that a best friend made you promise never to reveal, and you get busted, and then your best friend confronts you, and you have terrible discussions, but at the end of it all, that sick feeling guides you, and you say, you know, I'll never make that mistake again, and you make amends, and you never make that mistake again. That's the kind of shame that is a teacher. The unhealthy shame I'm talking about is the one that makes you so sick inside. It's the one that says not that what you did was bad, but that you were bad. And it was what I was feeling.